I would like to touch some of the issues that I don't think have been addressed so far. First, on the awareness-raising campaigns on the Covenant, you have mentioned particularly the judiciary and the court officials, but nothing was said on the prosecution side. So I would like to know what kind of awareness-raising or training campaigns you have specifically for members of the prosecution. Then another aspect that I think we should talk about is when you're talking about the independence of the judiciary, you didn't say anything about the prosecution too. It's also a main stakeholder in the justice system. And I've seen from the website of the Director of Public Prosecution that the Director of Public Prosecution is appointed by the Minister of Justice for an indefinite period. So it's appointed by the executive. So could you please also clarify the type of independence on the prosecution may enjoy inside the justice system in Iceland so that we don't have any doubts about them, particularly because some of the issues that we have addressed, for instance, the gender-based violence, who investigates and prosecutes? Is it the police? Was it the district prosecutor? Because it is not clear who in the end will act. And since you have approached the action plan on gender-based violence, it would be important to know if there are going to be any joint teams, either police and prosecution, or only police or only prosecution, to deal with this particular type of cases. Then another aspect that I don't think has been addressed, but please correct me. I think some of my colleagues have addressed the question of solitary confinement and the extended periods for which it should be allowed in the Icelandic system. Would you please also clarify this part, because it is indeed a very serious problem if it's for an indefinite period of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Santosh Paish, for your statement. I'd now like to call upon Mr. Gomez, please. Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon also to